好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have some prayers。
我们感谢你的恩典是这样的丰富。
So、we thank you for your grace is so rich。
我们什么时候都可以借着你的恩典来到你的面前。
And we come to your grace, we can come before your presence。
你就在你的恩典的里面来接纳我们。
In your grace, you accept us。
我们何等的感谢你，今天早上你再给我们这样的机会。
So thank you this morning giving us this another opportunity。
我们不知道我们在地上还有多少的年日。
We don't know how many days we will live on this earth。
但是我们每当有这样机会与弟兄姊妹聚集来敬拜你的时候，
time,
我们心里就要宝贵这样的时间。
Every time we come and meet with the saints, we purchase this opportunity。
让我们在你面前得到饱足，你也得到满足。
So that we can be satisfied and you also can be satisfied。
主，在我们有生的日子里面，要做一个敬拜你的人。
In the following days, we want to be a person who worship you。
早上再借着这个话语再来勉励我们。
Through your word, encourage us once again。
让我们看见在基督里面，你为我们存留的那个指望是何等的丰富。
You can see what great hope you have given us in Christ Jesus。
好在我们在地上所过的日子能够讨你自己的喜悦。
So that on while we are living on this earth, we can please you。
祷告奉主耶稣基督。
In your precious name we pray。
我们一起看约书亚记第24章。
Let's come to Joshua chapter 24。
这是约书亚记最后一章。
This is the last chapter of the book of Joshua。
我们从去年夏天开始思想约书亚记。
We began the book of Joshua last year。
原来我是盼望用7次的时间把约书亚记讲完。
I hope I will just finish the book of Joshua in 7 meetings。
我想到后面分地的这些时候呢，大概2次就全部讲完了。
And maybe concerning the dividing of the inheritance, it will took only 2 meetings。
没有想到我们就花了半年的时间。
Nevertheless, we spent about half a year。
看见神的恩典实在是太丰富了。
You see that the grace of God is so rich。
我们没有办法预先的知道。
We can never know。
那弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前的追求也是这样。
Our pursuance after the Lord is also the same。
我们不追求的时候，我们觉得好像没有什么。
At the time when we are not pursuing, we feel there is nothing。
我们觉得没有什么值得去追求的。
We don't feel there is nothing that we should pursue after。
但是当我们稍微有一点心愿的时候，我们就看见完全不一样。
But every time we have a little desire, we feel it's altogether different。
我们越是愿意追求的人，就发现主是这样的广大。
The more we pursue, the more we feel the Lord is so big, great。
我们就在那个里面呢，就好像忘记了出来一样。
It seems that we forgot。
所以盼望弟兄姊妹对于属灵的事情都要有一个追求的态度。
Concerning spiritual things, we hope that the saints will have a pursuing attitude。
我们就发现神所说的话都是真实的。
And we know that all the words spoken by the Lord is true。
世界上没有另外一件事能够让神的话这样让我们得到满足。
That one thing on this earth is like the word of God that causes us to be satisfied。
所有其他的事物都只能给我们暂时的满足。
All the other things can only give us temporarily relief。
只有神的话可以带给我们永远的平安。
Only the word of God can give us eternal peace。
只有一个人，当里面拥有主的话，那个人才是丰富的。
Only a person who has the word of God, then he is rich。
在地上的事物都不能够让我们丰富。
The things of this world can never make us rich。
我们缺少地上的事，也不能叫我们贫穷。
And if we lack something on this earth, will not cause us to be poor。
但是当我们缺少主的话，我们就成一个贫穷的人。
But when we are in lack in the word of God, then we are real poor。
我们来读24章。
Let's read chapter 24。
我们先读第一节。
Let's read verse 1。
到第二节。
Up to verse 2。
约书亚将以色列众支派聚集在示剑，召了以色列的长老、族长、审判官并官长来，就在神的面前。约书亚对众民说：“耶和华以色列神如此说：古时你们的列祖就在亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲他拉住在大河那边侍奉神。”好，我们在念第三节好了。
Verse 3。
我们再念第六节和第七节。
Verse 6 and verse 7。
我领你们列祖出埃及，他们就到了红海。埃及的人带领车辆兵马追赶你们列祖到红海，你们列祖哀求耶和华，他就使你们埃及中间黑暗了，又使海水淹没了埃及人。我在埃及所行的事，你们亲眼见过，你们在埃及也住了许多日。啊，我们在念第十一节
，verse 11。
你们过了约旦河，到了耶利哥人、亚摩利人、比利洗人。好，那我们再念12到15。
Verse 12 to verse 15。
我打发狂风吹在你们面前，将亚摩利人的二王从你们面前撵出，并不是用你们的刀，也不是用你的弓，我赐给你们的地土，非你们所修治的；我赐给你们的城邑，非你们所建造的。你们就住在其中，又得吃你们所栽种的葡萄园、橄榄园的果子。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心诚意地侍奉他，将你们在大河那边和埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。你们以为侍奉耶和华不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，而你们是住在亚摩人呢？至于我和我家，我们必侍奉耶和华。好，我们就暂时读到这里。
Up to this point.
第一节约书亚记24章第一节是非常非常的宝贵。
Chapter 24 verse 1 is very precious.
他说约书亚将以色列的众支派聚集在示剑。
He said, Joshua guided all the tribes of Israel to Shechem.
召了以色列的长老、族长、审判官并官长来，他们就站在神的面前。
And called the elders of Israel and for their heads, for their judges and for their officers.They presented themselves before God.
这里有一个非常美好的聚集。
It's a very beautiful meeting.
这是一个非常重要的聚集。
It's a very important meeting.
这也是非常宝贵的一个聚集。
It's a precious meeting.
实在我们每一次聚集在神的面前都应该像这样。
Every time we meet before God, we should be in this condition.
因为他们乃是被召聚起来而站立在神的面前。
They are called to meet and present themselves before God.
我每一次我们聚集在这里，我们也是这样。
Every time we meet here, it's also the same.
我们乃是被神呼召来站立在他的面前。
We are called to present ourselves before God.
我们并不是被神聚集在这里彼此的见面。
We are not here gathered together just to meet.
我们也不是在这里聚集，好像我们日常的一个习惯。
It's not we meet not because of it is a habit.
每一次我们的聚集，我们乃是聚集在神的面前。
Our meeting is to present ourselves before God.
约书亚在圣经里面，他是预表主耶稣的。
You know, Joshua represents Christ.
所以每一次的圣徒的聚集，都是出于主的。
Every meeting of the saints is all because of Christ.
是基督在那里把我们召聚到他的面前。
It is Christ who brought us together before Him.
如果我们来到神的面前，不是因为神的呼召
，If we come to meet, it's not because of God's calling.
我们就不能够站在神的面前。
Then we cannot present ourselves before God.
只有基督。能够把我们带领到神的面前。
Only Christ can brought us before God.
只有靠着基督的血，我们可以坦然无惧来到神的面前。
Only through the blood of Christ can we come before God.
这里告诉我们，在约书亚晚年的时候，他就召集所有以色列人当中的那些长老等到神的面前来。
When Joshua was old and stricken in years, he gathered all the elders before God.
他把他们召集到一个地方叫做示剑。
And brought them to a place called Shechem.
为什么召集到示剑呢？
Why did they meet in Shechem?
因为这跟他们所要讲的话有关系。
Because it is related to the words that will be spoken by Joshua.
示剑的意思就是耶和华是以色列的神。
Shechem means that Jehovah God is the God of the Israelites.
这就是这一次聚集的目的。
This is the purpose of their meeting.
这一次的目的就是要让以色列人知道谁是你们的神。
The purpose of the meeting is to let them know that Jehovah is their God.
所以他们召集在示剑这个地方。
So they meet in the place called Shechem.
在约书亚晚年的时候，他要让以色列人的百姓知道一件事，就是耶和华是你们的神。
When Joshua was old and stricken in years, he wanted the Israelites to know that Jehovah is their God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到神面前的时候，我们实在是要来知道这一件事，谁是我们的神。
When we come and meet before him, we should know that who is our God.
谁是我们的神，我们就侍奉谁。
Who is our God, then that is the God whom we will serve.
如果我们不是侍奉神的话，就表示我们不知道谁是我们的神。
If we don't serve God, then it means we do not know who is our God.
所以神要我们聚集在一起。
So God wants us to meet together.
用基督来呼召我们。
And Christ called us.
常常让我们知道到底谁是我们的神。
That we might know always who is our God.
好叫我们的日子成为一个侍奉神的人。
That our days will be a days that will be serving God.
这是头一节。
This is verse one.
然后从第二节，第二节一直到第十三节。
Verse two up to verse 13.
这是一段神的话。
This is a portion of God's word.
这是耶稣亚直接把神所说的话告诉以色列的百姓。
Joshua told directly to the children of Israel the word of God.
第二节说，耶和华以色列的神如此说。
He said, "The Lord God of Israel said."
在圣经上里面，这样直接的来引用神的话的地方不是很多。
Using directly the words of God in the Bible is not it's only few in the Bible.
这一段话是非常的重要。
So this portion of the word is very important.
这里面把以色列的历史简单的讲出来了。
Speak concerning the history of the children of Israel in a brief way.
刚才我们读到的几处圣经里面讲到以色列人三次的过河。
In this portion we see that the Israelites crossed the water three times.
如果我们把以色列的历史分段的话，也可以这样的分，他们有三次的过河。
Three times they crossed the water.
头一次是神呼召亚伯拉罕过一条大河到迦南地。
His first time is God told Abraham to cross a river.
这是头一次以色列人的过河。
It's the first time the Israelites crossed the river.
第二次的过河乃是神把他们从埃及呼召出来，他们过了红海。
The second time is the Lord God called the Israelites to cross the Red Sea.
好叫他们从埃及里面出来。
That they will come out of Egypt.
这是第二次的过河。
The second time they crossed the river.
第三次的过河乃是他们过了约旦河进了迦南地。
The third time is that they crossed the Jordan River into Canaan.
这是第三次的过河。
The third time they crossed the river.
所以你看见神在以色列人身上是做这样一个工作。
So we can see that this is the work of God has been done in unto the children of Israel.
把他们从河的这边呼召出来到河的那一边。
They caused the Lord God caused them to cross from this side of the river up to the other side of the river.
神第一次把以色列人呼召过河以后，把那个亚伯拉罕呼召过河以后。
When God told Abraham to cross the river.
圣经上神说了一句话，他说就把他带他走遍迦南全地。
And when Abram was called by God and led him throughout all the land of Canaan.
这实在是件很美的事。
It's a very wonderful thing.
亚伯拉罕被神呼召就到了一个陌生的地方。
When Abram was called by God into a strange land.
然后神叫他去哪里他就去哪里。
When God asked him to go to what place, then he went there.
他甚至走遍了迦南的全地。
And he led him throughout all the land of Canaan.
我们在这里看见亚伯拉罕是何等顺服的神，是顺服神的一个人。
Abraham is a person who obeyed God.
他不但过了河，他在迦南全地在那里行走。
Not only he crossed the river, he also walked throughout all the land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的一个心意。
This is the purpose of God.
神不只是要我们过河而已。
Not only God wants us to cross the river.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们实在已经过了河。
After we are saved and redeemed, we already crossed the river.
但是我们过河以后，是不是就在一个地方住下来了呢
？After we cross the river, do we just stay in one place?
很多蒙恩的人都是这样。
A lot of redeemed ones, the situation is like this.
当我们过了河以后呢，我们想找一块地。
After we cross the river, we want to find a place.
那地方有草。
And there is grass in that place.
这个地方有水。
And there is water in that place.
我们看了很好，我们就住在那里。
And we find it good and we stay in that place.
我们盼望从此就住在那个地方。
And we want to stay in that place permanently.
那就是我们属灵的光景就停在那里。
It means that our spiritual condition stay in that place.
这不是神的心意。
This is not the purpose of God.
这实在不是神的心意。
This is not really the purpose of God.
神要带领亚伯拉罕走遍迦南全地。
The Lord wants to lead Abraham to walk throughout all the land of Canaan.
因为整个迦南地都是亚伯拉罕的。
Because the whole land of Canaan is Abraham's.
不只是一个地方而已。
Not only a place is Abraham.
对，我们的属灵里面，我们的心胸实在要被主扩大。
May the Lord broaden our heart today.
不是主带领我们到一个地方我们就停在那里。
Not only when the Lord leads us to one place, then we stay in that place.
我们还是要顺服神来经过这整个迦南全地。
Rather, we should obey God and walk throughout all the land of Canaan.
我们就看见神实在是丰富啊。
That we can see God is so rich.
神带领我们到黑门山那里去看一看。
The Lord will lead us to Mount Hermon.
神又带我们到黎巴嫩人的山去看一看。
God will also lead us to Lebanon.
神又带领我们到那个南地的那个地方看一看。
And he will lead us also to the South.
神甚至带我们到大海的地方看一看。
And he will brought us to the great seas.
然后我们看见主的旨意是什么。
And that we can see what is the purpose of God.
看到主是何等的丰富。
That God is so abundant.
只有一个顺服的人能够看见神的丰富。
Only a person who is obedient can see the riches of God.
如果我们在神的面前没有这样的心愿。
If we don't have such a heart before God.
那我们就停留在一个地方。
Then we will only remain in one place.
像罗德一样。
Like Lot.
罗德想停留在一个地方。
Not only remain in one place.
他希望找到一个好的地方，他就停在那里。
And when he found a good place, then he remained in that place.
但是非常的可惜，他就搬到索多玛去了。
But so sad, he went into Sodom.
第二次的过河是从那个埃及离开了。
The second crossing of the river is from Egypt.
要进到那个旷野去。
In order to went into the wilderness.
这里让我们看到神另外一个心意。
We can see another purpose of God.
神的心意乃是呼召一群人。
The Lord, the purpose of God is to call a group of people.
如果神只要呼召一个人的话，他呼召摩西就可以了。
If the Lord wants only to call a person, he will only call Moses.
摩西已经在旷野里面了。
Then Moses will be in the wilderness.
摩西也是一个愿意顺服神的人。
And Moses is a person who obeyed God.
但神的心意不在一个人的身上。
But the purpose of God is not only in one person.
神要让整个以色列人都从埃及出来。
He want all the children of Israel to cross the Red Sea.
他不但要以色列人出来，他把以色列人把牛羊都要带出来。
Not only the Lord wants the children of Israel, he wants them to bought their flocks.
他把所有的产业都带出来。
But bringing them all the inheritance.
为什么神要这样做？
Why did God want them to do this?
因为神知道我们的心。
Because the Lord knows our heart.
我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
For our treasure is there is our heart also.
所以神要把我们所有的这个全人从埃及带出来。
So the Lord wants us to come out of Egypt.
这是神的心意。
This is the purpose of God.
神要我们这个人完全从这个世界分别出来。
The Lord wants us to be separated thoroughly from the world.
不要有一针一线跟这个世界上有瓜葛。
Not one thread will be connected with the world.
这是第二次的过河。
This is the second time of crossing the waters.
要他们在有一个整体的侍奉。
They wanted to have a corporate service.
但是第二次过还是不够，还要有第三次的过河。
But the crossing of the water for the second time is not enough. They want the third time.
第三次乃是经过那个约旦河。
The third time is crossing the river Jordan.
第二次的过河是跟世界有分别。
The crossing of the waters the second time has separation from the world.
第三次的过河乃是对付我们这个体的生命。
But the third time in crossing the river Jordan is to deal with our flesh.
因为神不但是要我们侍奉他。
Not only God wants us to serve him.
神要我们有一个得胜的侍奉。
The Lord wants us to have a victorious service.
怎么样能够有一个得胜的侍奉？
How can we have a victorious service?
就需要我们这个人能够对付我们这个人的肉身的生命。
Our flesh should be dealt with.
一个肉身的生命还没有被神对付的人，就不能够有一个得胜的侍奉。
If our fleshly nature has not been dealt with, then we cannot have a victorious service.
所以神一再的做事。
So the Lord keep on working.
一再的带领。
Keep on leading us.
到最后，所有的以色列人都过了河了。
Until all the children of Israel have crossed the water.
他们过河是什么意思呢？
What do you mean by crossing the waters?
神乃是要他们来好好的侍奉神。
That all the children of Israel can serve him.
主在这里讲了约书亚讲了几句话。
There is some words spoken by Joshua.
他说我打发黄蜂在你们面前将亚摩利人的二王从你们面前撵出去，并不是用你们的 刀，也不是用你们的弓。
He said, I drove away the two kings of the Amorites, not with thy sword nor with thy bow.
神在这里行事的时候，并不是靠以色列人自己的力量。
When God works, He doesn't need the ability of the children of Israel.
一个人不能够用自己的力量来得到神的丰富。
In order to gain God's riches, we cannot use our own strength.
一个人也不能够用自己的力量来明白神的旨意。
We cannot use our own strength in order to understand the purpose of God.
所以在迦南地，以色列人不过是得到两样东西。
In the land of Canaan, the children of Israel only gained two things.
他们得到那个地。
They gained the land.
他们也得到那个城。
They gained the cities.
那个地代表神的丰富。
The land representing the riches of God.
那个城就代表神的旨意。
The city representing the purpose of the purpose of God.
这两样东西都不是我们的刀，我们的弓可以得到的。
These two things cannot be gained by our sword and our bow.
所以神说这些地呢都不是你们所修治的。
All this land has not been planted by you.
我给你们的城邑呢也不是你们所建造的。
And these cities have not been built by you.
但是你们却住在其中。
Yet you are dwelling in them.
今天我们所居住的地方在哪里？
Today where are we dwelling?
我们乃是居住在神的旨意的里面。
Today we are dwelling in the purpose of God.
我们乃是住在神的丰富的里面。
We are dwelling in the riches of God.
这不是我们所修治的。
It is not we who have planted it.
也不是我们所建造的。
It is not we who have built it.
我们却在这里是非我们所栽种的葡萄园。
We are eating the vine which has not been planted by us.
如果我们来思想我们自己在主内的经历的话，
If we try to meditate what we have experienced in the Lord，
我们来思想我们信主以后神给我们的恩典。
And when we meditate the grace of God given to us after we are saved，
我们就不得不承认我们实在是吃了主所栽种的葡萄园。
We cannot deny that what we have eaten is the fruit given by the Lord。
这里主的安排是非常的非常的好。
So the arrangement of God is so good。
它葡萄园是栽种在郊野的。
The vineyard is planted in the country.
人呢乃是住在那个城邑里面。
And the people are living in the cities.
如果只是有郊野没有那个城的话。
If there is only the country without the cities.
那虽然是能够栽种那些葡萄。
Then they can only plant the vineyard.
但是却不能够安心的在那里吃啊。
Yet we cannot eat the fruit peacefully.
因为如果没有城作为他们的保护的话，他们即使吃葡萄也没有什么安息。
Because if there is no cities, there is no protection, then they cannot eat the fruit peacefully.
相反的来说，如果只有城却没有地的话。
Or in the other hand, if there is the cities without the country.
虽然他住在里面非常的安息。
Even though they live in the cities peacefully.
但是没有地方可以栽种葡萄园。
But there is no place where they can plant the vineyard.
所以神的安排是非常的丰富。
So the arrangement of God is so good.
不但给他们有地，
not only they had the land,
也给他们有城。
They gave them the cities.
他们才能够安息的享受葡萄园的果子。
That they can enjoy the fruit of the vine peacefully.
这是神的安排。
This is the arrangement of God.
当约书亚讲完这些话以后，
after the Joshua has spoken these words,
他就来问以色列人。
Then he asked the children of Israel.
他就问他们，你们到底要侍奉神呢？还是不侍奉神。
Do you want to serve God or not?
他到一个程度，他问了三次。
To such an extent, he asked three times.
在这之后，后面这段经节里面，约书亚向以色列人问了三次。
In the latter part of this chapter, he asked the children of Israel three times.
第一次呢，他就很明白的说，他说你们是不是愿意敬畏耶和华，是不是愿意诚实来侍奉他
？Do you want to serve the Lord God?
愿不愿意诚心的来侍奉他
？You want wholeheartedly to serve him.
那以色列人就回答说他们绝对不会不侍奉耶和华的。
They said they will surely serve the Lord their God.
但是约书亚并不满意。
But Joshua is not satisfied.
虽然以色列回答的非常的肯定。
Even though the children of Israel answered assuredly.
第二次呢，约书亚说，他说你们不能侍奉耶和华。
And Joshua.Said the second time that you should not serve the Lord God.
You cannot.
You cannot serve the Lord God.
他说，十九，他说你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神。
He said you cannot serve the Lord God, for He is a holy God, He is a jealous God.
但是以色列人呢，就回答说
，But the children of Israel answered.
他说呢，我们定要侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord God.
然后 耶稣还是不满意。
But Joshua is not satisfied.
虽然以色列人这样的肯定。
Even though they are so confident in answering this.
第三次耶稣向他们做见证。
Then the third time, Joshua asked them to witness.
他们叫他们在那里立了一个石头。
That they will set up a great stone.
用那个石头来做见证。
That this stone will be a witness.
所以以色列人就在神的面前见证他们一定要侍奉耶和华。
And the children of Israel witnessed before God that they will serve God.
我们读到这里发现人的心意是何等的软弱。
When we come here, we see that the will of man is so weak.
虽然以色列人他们的心意是诚实的。
Even though they had a full heartedly, they want to serve God.
他们三次的在这里说要侍奉耶和华。
For three times they said that they will serve God.
但是我们看见人凭着自己的心意是不能做这样的事。
But according to the will of man, we cannot perform what we want.
只有神的恩典，就在神的恩典的里面，人才可以侍奉神。
Only in God's grace can we serve the Lord God.
我们侍奉神有两个最重要的一个因素。
There are two elements that is most important in serving God.
我们如果离开这两点的话，我们实在不能侍奉神。
If we go out of this, then we cannot serve God.
头一个就是要在神的丰富里面侍奉他。
We should serve God in His riches.
我们侍奉神、服侍神，不是用我们自己的能力。
In serving God, we cannot use our own strength and ability.
也不是用我们自己的才干。
And not using our own ability.
如果我们是这样的侍奉神的话，总有一天我们要把我们的才干用完。
If we use our ability in serving God, one day we will be exhausted.
当我们用完了以后，我们就没有办法侍奉。
After we are exhausted, then we cannot serve God anymore.
但是如果我们侍奉神在神的丰富的里面，
But if we serve God in His riches,
那就永远用不完。
Then it will never be exhausted.
我们人可以靠着自己的力量做一点的侍奉。
We can use our own strength in doing some service.
但是我们的侍奉是不能够长久的。
But our service will not be long.
因为我们实在是太贫穷了。
Because we are so poor.
所以需要在神的丰富的里面。
So we should be in God's riches in serving Him.
第二，我们的侍奉一定要在神的旨意的。
And our service should be in His purpose.
这一点更重要。
And this is the most important thing.
有的人虽然能够在神的丰富里面，但不能在神旨意的里面的话，这个服事也不能讨神的喜悦。
Some people serve Him in His riches, but not in His purpose. This kind of service cannot please God.
我们需要知道神的心意。
We should know the purpose of God.
这样我们的侍奉才能够讨神的喜悦。
That our service will be pleasing in His sight.
这实在是神的救我们出来的一个目的。
This is the purpose of God in redeeming us.
他救我们脱拔我们出来，乃是要我们成为侍奉他的一般人。
He redeemed us that we might be a group of people to serve Him.
让我们这般人在他的丰富的里面，也在他的旨意的里面来侍奉。
That we be those group of people who serve Him in His riches and in His purpose.
感谢神，神要带领我们走遍迦南全地。
Praise the Lord that He will lead us to walk throughout the land of Canaan.
有多少人愿意跟着我们的主走遍迦南全地？
How many people will follow the Lord God throughout the whole land of Canaan?
要走遍迦南全地的话，那就不能盖房子。
If we want to walk throughout the land of Canaan, then we cannot build houses.
我们需要住在帐篷的里面。
We should live in tents.
我只有住在帐篷里面的人才可以走遍迦南全地。
Only those who are living in tents can be those who walk throughout the land of Canaan.
也只有这样的人能够成为神的朋友。
And only this group of people can be friend of God.
因为神乃是走遍全地的一个神。
Because He is a God who walked throughout the land of Canaan.
我们感谢神，神带领我们来读了约书亚记。
Praise the Lord for leading us in reading the book of Joshua.
在约书亚记里面，不但让我们看见怎么样的人可以成为一个得胜的人
，Not only in the book of Joshua can we see what kind of people can be a victorious one，
更让我们看见神拯救我们的一个目的。
And then we can also see the purpose of God in redeeming us。
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayers。
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you。
愿你拯救我们有一个美好的心意。
For you have a purpose in redeeming us.
然后是让我们这些人来侍奉你。
That we be a group of people who serve you.
用公义圣洁来侍奉你。
That in holiness and in righteousness we serve you.
我们是何等的不配。
Lord, we are not worthy.
我们乃是用尘土造成的。
We are made with dust.
但是你要让我们成为一个荣耀的器皿。
But you cause us to be a glorious vessel.
我们敬拜 敬拜你的目的。
The purpose in worshiping you.
让我们这些人实在羡慕这样的一件事。
That we desire to be this kind of man.
就是能够在你的丰富和在你的旨意里面侍奉。
That we can serve you in your riches and in your purpose.
祷告奉主耶稣基督。
In your precious name we pray.